Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Psalms chapter 32, verse 2. That's where we were Sunday morning. I just wanted to bring it back up to you, remind you of the blessedness that is available in the forgiveness of God. It is a wonderful thing. It is an offer that is available to everyone. It is available to everyone, but it is not often taken by everyone. Therein is the difference. In verse 2, we get maybe a hint at what John was referencing in his book, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. We should read that just to see where John was coming from. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8, I think, captures Psalm 32, verse 2 pretty well. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Deceiving yourself is not a place of blessing. That's not to be blessed, is not to develop the skill of deceiving yourself. If you have to lie to yourself to make yourself feel good, to appreciate someone else, to get through a relationship situation, that's not a place of blessing. That's not a blessing from the Lord. And it's really not a place you can receive further blessing, because you've got this big issue in the way, and it's all about what you're thinking. Psalm 32 starts out with these blessings for those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered, against whom the Lord counts no iniquity. Beautiful blessings, but then puts this in there to remind us of our part in this. I mean, surely the forgiveness, the not counting sin against us, yes, that is all in the hands of God and has been dealt with on the cross at Calvary. Beautiful. But our part is still there. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. This is what we need to stay in pursuit of when it comes to the forgiveness of God, when it comes to clearing the conscience and arriving at a place where we are free and open and easily able to rejoice in the presence of God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's just not a good place to be. And if you find yourself having to lie to yourself, having to tell yourself something that's not true, or completely blind to the fact that things are not well in your soul, you need to go to God with that. Now, this Sunday coming up, we're going to continue in Psalm chapter 32 because there is a descriptor that follows verse 2 in Psalm 32. About what it feels like to not confess that sin, to not get it right with God, what it does to the psalmist and how he describes the condition of his heart whenever he won't confess his sin to God. We're going to take a look at that this coming Sunday, but it might do you good to go back and listen to Sunday's message and then look at these two passages, Psalm 32, verse 2, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful to do that. But we must confess. All right. Well, that's where we're at today. I hope that's been a blessing to you, and I hope you will be able to be with us this Sunday. Lord bless. Have a wonderful day.